My knees immediately weakened at the knock on my door.
I'm coming!
I reined in Wild Horses and smiled at him with calm dignity.
Miss Angelo.
Hello. Well, please come in.
Sheikh Khali filled up the hole outdoors. He wore yards of blue silk embroidered in gold, a small blue lace cap draped jauntily over his brow.
Please take a seat. My friends will be home shortly.
Your friends want to eat with us at the restaurant?
Oh, I need to let my friends know where I am and who I'm with.
You can write them a note. I am taking you to L'Auberge restaurant in my Avion d'Argent.
In the restaurant, he waved away the menu.
We will have the coquille Saint-Jacques, trout, and beefsteak. I suppose you drink wine.
Thank you, but I don't eat fish or seafood. I'd like steak and vegetables and no wine.
Mademoiselle will have steak, vegetables and wine, good wine, and I will have the same, but a carafe of water for me. Mademoiselle Angelou, may I call you Maya? I have visited France often, but you know I have never been to America. I've been told that after slavery, white Americans gave their money to the blacks, and now the blacks are rich. Is this true?
What? No, no.
Why are you not married?
I...
Are all the men in Ghana blind? I think they are.
He touched my hand very gently.
Don't you want children? You must not wait long. For a woman can live without a husband, but everyone must have at least one child.
Well, I have a son, here at university.
University? But how old are you?
My mother says a woman who will tell her own age will tell anything.
I like a funny woman. Pretty women are seldom funny. I like you.
And I liked him. He was certainly the most sublimely handsome man I had ever seen.
Tell me about yourself. Everything but your age.
He was the first son of a fourth wife. His father sired 32 children. At 10 years old, he began herding cattle through rainforests, across the savannas, and over the desert.
By 13, after my initiation into manhood, I became the leader of the drive. I alone supported my mother and her family.
I compliment you. You've had a hard youth, but now you have become a rich man.
I was a man at 13. I am still a man. Nothing has changed.
That balance of maleness and manliness intrigued me. After dinner...
This hotel has the best dance band in Accra. Dance with me, Maya.
The man could move. He spun around and yards of blue silk billowed. Lights glinted off the golden threads.
You move like a night wind. A soft night wind. I like you.
I like you too.
At the end of the evening...
I can take you home. Or we could go to my apartment in this hotel.
Happily, I chose the apartment. The attraction was intense and mutual. Sheikh Khali was exotic, generous, and physically satisfying. And although we were very different, we were to go on seeing one another. On the domestic front, Vicky and I had pooled our funds to pay for a houseboy to clean the bungalow and help with the meals.
Auntie?
Yes, Uncle.
There's a boy, Kojo, who would like to speak to you.
Oh, what does he want?
Oh, Auntie, should I know?
Otu didn't look at me directly, and I knew the conversation promised to be as formal as a Japanese tea ceremony.
Well, Otu, if you do not know, I shall not know. Then I cannot speak to the boy.
Auntie, if I am to say that which I do not know, I will serve neither you, the boy, nor myself.
Uncle?
Auntie?
This boy, Kojo, who wants to see me, is he a nice boy?
Yes, Auntie. His family is good. His father and uncle are from my village.
And how can I help him?
This boy would like to work for you, Auntie.
Otu, there is no job here. Please tell him.
Auntie, He has not asked me for a job. He has asked to speak to you.
All right. Tell him to come around. I will speak to him.
He's just there, Auntie. Kojo! Kojo, brah!
A boy of about 13 stepped into the room.
Evening, Auntie.
Kojo, I am sorry, but...
I couldn't help but notice Kojo's resemblance to my beloved brother, Bailey.
I have no job for you.
Auntie, I can do anything. I can shop and save you money at Makola Market, and even from the woman who's selling Bokum Square. I hate Gat and Hausa. I can clean, and I'm learning to tell her.
But I shop, and I have a dressmaker.
I can be your small boy, Auntie. I can bring you bail and wash your car, and if Wolf or two teach me, I can laundry. Auntie, I don't want money, no salary, just dash tips.
Well, O2, can you use a small boy?
Auntie, all children are serviceable. Everyone can use a small boy.
When he smiled, he had Bailey's straight, white teeth.
Kojo, I will take you.
Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, O2.
Within weeks, he seemed a part of the household.
O2, I'm going to make a stew this evening.
Yes, Auntie.
What the... Kojo, what are you doing?
I'm tidying the vegetable trays, Auntie.
Kojo, they don't need tidying. Come on out. You are in the way.
Sorry, Otto. Sorry, Auntie.
At other times...
Auntie, is Kojo on a job for you? I can't find him.
No, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, there he is.
Sat in my car, playing.
Oh, you may as well leave him. He looks like he's having fun.
You are too soft with him, Auntie.
And then sometimes...
See, Auntie, how your candlesticks shine? I polish well, yes?
Very well, Kojo. Thank you.
May I go outside and play for a while?
Of course.
Thank you, Auntie.
Auntie, He's polishing over my polishing. I polished this morning.
Did you? Oh, he was so proud.
Kojo managed to do everything with such charm... He'd melt my heart each time. One morning...
What's this?
Auntie, it's for you. It came today from the Mali man.
But I have a refrigerator.
I know, but you could have too.
No, certainly not.
His little shoulders fell, and he walked away. That evening, Shekhali paid me a visit.
I am disappointed that you refused the refrigerator, but let me pay your rent and give you money for your car.
You must understand. I am a working woman, and I pay for myself. It's the only way for me.
I understand. But I will marry you, and I will take you to Mali. You can learn my language, and you can teach my children French and English.
You have children?
I have 8 children from 2 women, but only 1 wife. You will like her. She is a good woman, tall like you.
He sat on the bed, looking like a black Buddha in his white undershirt.
You will be my second wife. I will build you a beautiful house, and you will be happy.
But if you have 1 wife who is good, why do you want to marry me? And you already have children, so what do you want with me?
If I want more children, I will take a younger girl. But you are kind and educated. My family will accept you.
Thank you, but it's not the life I want.
Women always say no. I will find out what you want, and then I will ask again.
He did ask again many times, and got the same answer.
Auntie, Kojo wants to speak to you.
Oh, he speaks to me all the time.
He thought he would speak to you after dinner.
I suppose I should have known something important was coming.
Auntie, you see I'm a small boy?
Yes, everyone could see that.
And I need to go to school.
Of course. Summer was ending. He would have to return to his village.
Yes, Kojo, you need an education. When will you be leaving?
The school I want is here, in Accra, Auntie. Just near this place.
Then it all seemed to fit into place. He wanted me to send him to school and to pay his fees. I had been set up.
No, Auntie. I have my school fees and the school has accepted me. Only I want to continue to come here.
Oh, well, if you are able to do both, you are welcome. Oh.
A few weeks later, I met with his headmaster. Kojo had brought good grades from his village school, but he would need a great deal of help at home with the required subjects he had not studied. So, three nights a week.
Again, Kojo, you need to be able to conjugate those verbs perfectly for your test tomorrow.
Auntie, look.
Well done.
His youthfulness and honesty and likeness to Bailey were totally enchanting.
Auntie.
What is it now, Kojo? Clothes, shoes, a new school?
Auntie, there are some people to see you.
Where? What do they want?
In the backyard, Auntie.
The yard was filled with people dressed in rich cloth and gold.
Good afternoon, Auntie. We would speak to you.
Oh, I see. Well, please, come inside.
The people filed into the living room, each person shaking my hand. I had no idea what the occasion was, but the formality of my visitors was clearly ritualistic. I called for Kojo to bring beer, and then he left us.
Auntie, we are his family. I am the great-grandfather of Kojo, and we thank you. We have come by lorry from Akwapim, and we have brought thanks.
By their bearing, clothes, and jewelry, it was evident Kojo's family was high-born and well-to-do, and that they treasured their boy.
We sent Kojo to town, and as proof of his goodness, he found you. We have spoken to his teachers and to your steward, Otu, who is our cousin. Without payment and without knowing his family, you, Auntie, are teaching our Kojo. Bring thanks!
They brought in a crate of vegetables, then another, and another, until the floor was covered.
Here is garden egg, here onion, plantain, pineapples, cassava, yam, cocoyam, mango, pawpaw. We want you to know that Kojo did not come from the ground like grass. He has risen like the banyan tree, and we, his roots, thank you. Every month, we will send you thanks according to the season.
Thank you. Each person shook my hand again and filed out of the house. I waited behind the screen until they had bade Kojo their final goodbyes and left him looking like a forlorn puppy.
Kojo, why didn't you tell me?
What, Auntie?
How could I reproach him for not telling me that his family was wealthy and he was so loved? So I lied.
That your family was coming.
I knew they would come someday. I just didn't know when.
I had been taken further on my search for Africa. Despite political bondage and economic exploitation, they had retained an ineradicable sense of self, which I envied. Could I, or any black person from the diaspora, really return to Africa?
Auntie, after I take these things to the kitchen, may I make you some white tea with lots of sugar?
Yes, Kojo. I would love some tea with milk, but no sugar.